Welcome, everybody, joined by head women's basketball coach Ashley Siplicki. After about 10 days after the end of their season that featured a NJAC tournament berth, the number six seed, and you were the first ever team to, as the six seed, to make the conference tournament final. Can you talk a little bit about that tournament run? You were the six seed, two upsets on the road, almost a third. Did you see it coming?
We had such an up and down year. You know, we played a really tough non-conference schedule, I think, so that really prepared us for the league. There were some games in the league where, like, they got away from us and we should have gotten a win, but then we got some good ones. But, you know, like, our team just really wanted to keep playing and staying together, and we wanted to practice again the next day. So I felt we couldn't make a run. I thought it was going to be really, really tough, which it was, but we somehow were able to do it.
It was incredible to watch, I guess, from an outsider's perspective, what, you know, and I didn't see it coming, but it was, you know, awesome to watch, especially doing what you guys did on the road. Mm-hmm. You were right there against Montclair. They've been a perennial power in the conference, obviously winning, I think, five straight conference tournaments, but also on the national level, mm-hmm. well-respected national team. Does the fact that you were so close, you know, tied down the stretch, is that something you take pride in, or is it something that almost annoys you a little bit?
I think it was like a little bit of both, because I thought we were right there with what? How much time left?
Three minutes.
Yeah, and they just made some really big plays, but that's the kind of team that they are, and they've been in those positions before, and we were young, and we hadn't been there in a long time, and... You know, I'm so proud of what we did, and we generally play well against Montclair, so I knew that we could hang with them, but they just made huge plays, and for us to be able to play against a team like that, though, it just shows that we had so much fight and toughness, and it makes me very proud.
Was it a successful season? When you look back, and I try to do this with teams I root for or talking to coaches, at the beginning of the season, if I were to tell you that you were to be tied in the conference championship game, would you be happy? Probably. Yeah. But do you look at it as a successful season?
Yeah, I mean, I do. I think there's some wins that we could have gotten along the way. We were really bad at home, which is disappointing. But, you know, what we did at the end of the year was really unbelievable. And I think that it's such a great place to leave it for next year. And I think that it's only going to help us for next year.
You're losing a couple seniors. You know, most people would immediately think of Maria Simmons. Talk a bit about them quickly. How do we replace them, et cetera?
I mean, Maria Simmons is something that you will not see again, probably. Her skill and her fight and just her year was unbelievable. And she just is such a hardworking basketball player, and she is irreplaceable. They all are. What they've done for this program and for me, you know, being a newer coach and being able to have them on our team has made me a better coach and our team a better team. And, you know, Shay had such an unbelievable run at the end of the year. She played great, and she's such a great person.
Shayla Glenn.
We won't be able to replace her. She is such a presence at practice. She really kept our team together. Such a great leader. Sarah Schwartz has been working her whole career and just battled injury, but it was always at practice and, you know, wanted the best for our team. So that group, we're really going to miss them.
Yeah, you know, they were incredible to watch, especially as you said, down that stretch. The stretch that Shayla had was fantastic. Mm-hmm. And then obviously Maria too. Second year is done. Give me a 2-sentence state of the program, or three.
I just really loved our team this year, and I think that if we continue to get the people, not just basketball players, that we got this past year, we're only going to move forward and just be that culture and that really good basketball team that I want Rutgers New York to be.
You're meeting, or I think you said you're meeting with your players today, kind of individual meetings, mm-hmm. almost exit interviews, mm-hmm. whatever. What are you hoping to get across to them? Like, obviously, they'll have their chance to talk to you, but mm-hmm. what are you hoping they take out of their meetings with you in a general sense?
Just that this year, the end of the year was so great, but we want to continue that, and it starts now. I mean, it doesn't start October 15th. It starts in the spring. We're going to start doing, you know, the lifting stuff and just trying to get back into it slowly. Then they go home for the summer. So we just need them to realize, you know, that it starts now if we really want to be that team that can contend in the NJAC next year.
You're losing three. You obviously have a bunch coming back, mm-hmm. and you know, I'm sure there are going to be some exciting new players, especially based off the first group of mm-hmm. Recruiting that you've done. What excites you the most about those the people that are coming back?
I think the group that we brought in all come from winning programs in high school, and you know, I thought that they brought that here this year, and I loved that. It was such a good energy this year with our returners and our new people, and they blended so well quickly. And I just think that we got to buckle down and bring in some new people as well and just get the ball rolling again.
Last two for you. What's your favorite win as, you know, since you've taken over as a head coach here?
There were some good ones last year, but I'd have to say when we beat Stockton this year, that was just such a out-of-body almost experience for me when we won. I don't know if I believed it could happen. You know, they're just so much bigger than us and such a good basketball team, but we were just so tough that game, and it would have to be that one.
And then last one for you, your least favorite, you played in the NJAC
right.
at Rowan, but what was your least favorite team to go to as a player or a coach or both?
God, that's a tough one, you know. I would probably say now as a coach, it would be Rowan because Rowan meant so much to me and was such a awesome time in for 4 years, and going back there is always tough. You know, but they're all tough. Every single game, the NJAC is such a hard league. So every game is a battle, and every gym is tough to go to. But if as a coach, it's probably Rowan.
If you didn't say that Rowan last sentence, I was going to say that was the worst answer. Every gym, most politically correct though. Anything else that you'd like to hit on before
just wrap on this? So many people to thank this year. It was so much fun. My assistant coaches Karen, Tiff, and Scott just. We all worked so hard, and we have such a good group, and I just enjoyed every single minute of it, even when we were down, you know, the ups and downs of it all. But they hung with me, and we were able to have a pretty successful year, I think.
Well, Coach, thanks for the time, and thanks for a very exciting season. I know that I think if you saw just the fan support that was able mm-hmm. to come out at Montclair, I think
yeah.
a lot of people appreciated what you guys did. So thank you, and best of luck in the off season.
Thanks, Rob.